Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Yeehaw! The Real Housewives of Dallas Girls are at Billy Bob's, Texas, and we're talking all about it. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yeehaw! We are not lying.
I'm not from Texas, so.
Yeehaw, everyone!
Say no, I don't know anything about that.
Yes. I've never heard this song.
Oh, you've never heard this song?
No. Even I've heard this song, and I've not listened to this.
Spot the two Texans at the table. Can you find this?
Yeah. It's definitely us too.
Which ones?
Welcome back to the Real Housewives of Dallas After Show, y'all. We are talking season 3, episode 5, Rodeo Barbie. Rodeo Barbie.
I am a Rodeo Barbie.
Definition Rodeo Barbie right here. This is Charles. I'm Rachel. I got Charles with me.
Yes, my first time being on the Real Housewives of Dallas panel. Y'all, I'm happy to be here. Excited to talk about episode 5.
Yes, and then we have Jesse.
Hey guys, what's up? Join us in the live chat now.
Yes, definitely join us in the live chat. We'll give y'all a shout out and keep the conversation going. Yes. And then we got Grant over there too.
Yes, thank you. I'm wearing my Dallas red like the ladies in the cast picture.
Yes, you belong in there. Let's Photoshop you in there next to the girls.
I chose this shirt like 8 a.m. I'm like, this is going to be good for the show later tonight. So it's been all day. I'm waiting to put it on. Here we are.
Oh, you've been waiting. I thought you've been wearing it all day.
I've been wearing it all day.
Okay,
yeah,
good,
no,
good.
I've just been ready, willing, and able. Here
galvanized.
We are.
Galvanized. Fierce.
So last episode, the girls were in Beaver Creek, and so now we're back to reality, back in Texas, back in Highland Park, back within the zip code, and Brandy is with Bruin. You know, she's a mom again, or not again, but a new mom with baby Bruin, adopting baby Bruin, and she's trying to decide whether or not to get a nanny.
Yeah, she's juggling it all.
You know, she was saying how her mom never got a nanny.
Yeah.
I mean, were y'all raised by nannies? What was y'all's family like growing up?
I had a lovely lady named Estella Calderon who helped us out and incorporated some Espanol in my vocabulary.
Ooh,
but my mom kind of did it all. Like,
yeah.
Yes, we can.
Is that a common thing growing up in Texas and Dallas? Is that a thing?
No, okay, wait. Let's. So I was raised in the Dallas suburbs, and Charles here, he's actually a very great family friend of mine.
Yeah.
And
I'm a little bit more country, y'all.
He's in a lot more country. He grew up on a ranch.
I grew up in the sticks.
Wow.
But this
yes.
I don't know if this is common to Texas, this like nanny thing, but
yeah.
What Brandy is considering seems like a serious possibility because she's juggling a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She has like the baby under her arm the whole time. She's like putting the turkey in the oven, thinking about putting the baby in the oven. Like,
with Brinkley and Brooklyn. There's a lot.
Yeah, I don't know how she's doing it because I have one baby and I like can't even take a phone call. And
a baby?
She
looks so good.
And
she looks so good.
Thank you. But so I don't know how Brandy's doing it with like these two other kids and the baby. And it's just a lot. I give it to her.
I don't know why she doesn't just hire the person. What do you frig everyone if they don't want you? The perception is you shouldn't have help.
Right?
She needs it. If you need it, get it. Who cares what people think? You're driving yourself crazy.
Yeah, maybe she thinks that she's not going to establish a good connection with her kids if she hires a nanny. But you know. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that. I was going to say something a little bit more mean, but it's my first panel, so
say whatever mean you have to say.
Yeah.
Say what you got to say, huh?
But the thing is I feel like one thing that sucks about being a mom, like I never really wanted to be a mom. Now that I am a mom, I'm like obsessed with my baby, but people are so judgmental. And it's not like guys really necessarily. It's more like other moms are super judgmental of you. So if you do one thing, you're wrong. You should have done the other thing. So like
cloth diapers, it's like, oh, but they're like this and that.
Totally.
And they have organic diapers.
Do you feel like all that judgment is based in women's insecurity of being a mom?
Yeah, totally.
All that judgment because they're just insecure in their own choices. I can't relate. I don't even have a pet fish, but I'm just thinking like, you know, what it must be like.
I think that's exactly what it is. But it's so weird because I feel like in other parts of your life you're judged, but I've never felt this under like a microscope by friends of mine who are moms, and it's complete BS. And I'm so tired of it, and I just like don't even want these people in my life anymore.
That's probably why. Wait, the kids or you're the
no. The kids are cool. The kids are cool.
I love
mom
it.
Friends.
These people.
These people. My mom friends. No. Not all my mom friends, but.
Now, while Brandy is trying to whether or not get a nanny, Carrie is in Jackson Hole and Steph is in Italy. So
where is Jackson Hole? Where is that?
Oh, it's
I
up
feel
in,
like I'm supposed to know where that is.
Is it Wyoming?
In Wyoming, right by Grand Tetons and Yellowstone National Park.
Oh.
It's a really nice area.
It sounds peaceful. I've just never
It's very peaceful.
Yeah. So before we talk about how peaceful I'm sure the Grand Tetons are, I want to talk a little bit about AfterBuzz, okay?
Yes.
Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. So by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional, darling. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. And let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes. Press that subscribe, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Yeah, save a horse, ride a YouTube channel. Okay.
Okay, so Leanne is now talking to Rich about setting a date. And Leanne and Rich are at dinner, it looked like, and she just goes right into talking about, she orders scallops.
Yeah.
And she talks about setting a date, and the first thing that comes out of Rich's mouth is, let the ambush begin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but Rich, like, he sets the tone for these conversations. I know these conversations are coming, but, you know, when he says these things, I'm just like, let the ambush begin. And then in the first episode is like, oh, y'all are getting married at Deandra's anniversary party, and goes, oh, I just sharted in my pants. It's like, oh my gosh, like that. I'm just sorry, if that was my fiance and he says those
things, I hope he's
things,
not writing his own vows.
those are like really intense one-liners that really sets the tone.
That's so stupid.
It's like, Leanne, I just sharted in my pants over the altar. How romantic, darling.
I view this a little differently. Maybe, I don't know, no one's defense, but I view this as they went out to dinner. He knows they have to have a topic of conversation. He probably doesn't know what the scene is going to be about. She mentions the wedding date, and he's like, let the ambush begin. Like, here's what this scene is about. Now it's going to be me having to defend this thing. Maybe I'm thinking too in the weeds production-wise, but I'm just thinking, like, I doubt that Rich is having like a pre-production meeting about his dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He probably doesn't want to be like on camera too much. Like, he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who's like all into this type of deal. So he probably knows, this is the conversation where they edit it to look like Leanne is ambushing me and catching me off guard. And she kind of is. So maybe it was a comment that maybe he shouldn't have said.
They're definitely giving him that edit of like the, oh, I have cold feet / don't really want to marry you / taking back the, because remember in the preview was like, I'm going to take back the engagement, which didn't happen. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he said one thing that was interesting. He said that, oh, now I feel like I have to start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tough for him, because it shows to me that she doesn't really trust in what they have, their bond and all that. So, like, it is kind of like reproposing, because you got to build that again. You got to get to that point, and you got to rebuild the romance and all that. So I don't think any guy who got up the courage to propose to her in a public way that he did wants to have to go down that path again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is how I perceive it. I could be wrong.
Is Leanne kind of a little bit, maybe possibly a little bit, tiny bit insecure?
She mentioned it on tonight's episode, trust and abandonment issues.
So I can understand that.
So it's like, okay, how many times in the marriage, if it ever happens, is this man, Rich, going to have to like validate her and say, yes, I'm married to you, yes, I like you, yes, I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Yeah.
And also the fact that he has been divorced several times is probably playing on her mind.
Oh, like, totally. Yeah.
So she's probably saying, okay, I'm insecure, I have trust issues, this man is flighty, and I need to be validated constantly, and it probably is not too good for their engagement.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Because you can see her insecurity in that conversation mm-hmm. as she starts talking about her mom. And if my mom doesn't want me, who would? Mm. And that's really, really sad. But it's easy for me to say because I didn't go through that situation. But there's always somebody else out there, you know, that mm-hmm. wants you, that cares for you. And just because you went through that with your mom doesn't mean that you're going to go through this in the relationship. But I agree with you. Yeah. Knowing that he's been divorced several mm-hmm. times can totally play in her mind.
Of course.
Yeah.
And I mean, and he keeps saying, like, well, set a date to set a date. So
oh, yeah,
it's
that's
just
not a good
like,
thing to say. Oh, he's like, I'm going to set a date just to check off that box in your mind.
Right?
That's basically what he told her.
They've been engaged for over a year now. Mm-hmm. And again, they've been together for 9 years.
9 years? I did not know that. She still has to get validation after 9 years. I haven't been watching this show for that long, y'all. But I got a good sense of the ladies. They have very strong personalities.
It's really good having you on to give us these opinions because you don't know all the background.
Right. Oh my God, 9 years. Leanne, he likes you. I think it's safe to say. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, they live together. They share dogs together. Dogs. I mean, you know. Again, I said it the last couple times. You know, when you reach a certain age, what the hell do you get married for? But I get that she wants that official. I get it. Yeah. Her lifestyle and the way that she's come about abandonment. I get she wants that, like, in stone mm-hmm. set. But I don't know. If things are good, what are you going to F it up for?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If it ain't broke, don't get married.
I should never comment on relationships.
Especially at the age.
Yeah.
She's 50.
She's old.
50's not old, y'all. No. I don't know what he's talking about, y'all. 50, ladies out there, 50's not old.
It's the new
60.
She
was dropping like it was hot on the floor, so she looks good.
She looks amazing.
I'm 50. Yeah. I look great.
I just shouldn't be commenting on relationships because I actually never really been in one. So for me to sit here and judge someone's like 250-year-old people, maybe more on his end, you know, whether they're going to get married or not. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But this is how I perceive it, just from my TV watching over the years.
Yeah, well, she got the reassurance she wanted at that dinner, and she got re-engaged again, and that's what she was telling Deandra. And so this is when Deandra's like, well, is that just something he's doing to shut you up? Is that what he's saying just because that's what you want to hear?
Yes.
So, that was good, Jeff. I like that.
Yeah.
But I was like, whoa. What do y'all think in that aspect?
I think so, yeah. I think it is. I mean, because they have been together for 9 years, so Rich probably knows that in these moments of insecurity, he just has to say whatever he needs to say to make her feel validated and make her feel less insecure. So if that means I'm getting re-engaged to you, like this is a fresh start for us, if that's going to make her feel better in the moment, then just say it. Because he probably knows, okay, these issues are so deep, I just need to try to, like make her feel better any way I can as fast as I can.
Yeah. No, I agree. But at the same time, what other reason would he say it? You know what I mean? Like, of course he's saying it because that's what you want to hear. Because what's he going to say?
That doesn't mean it's not true.
Right.
Like, he's saying it, you know, to make her feel better, and it's true, but he's saying it just to make her feel better.
Right.
I mean,
yeah. So.
I also just believe in what you say you should do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the words are words, but once you take action, that's what means more.
Yeah, be honest about it.
And I feel like last season, the engagement, I was not anticipating that at all by the end of the season last year. And I'm so happy they're engaged, and I want them to be married, and I want them to have happiness because it's so obvious Leanne loves Rich so much. But I don't know what Rich is really thinking. And that, is he really just saying stuff to shut her up? Here's the ring, I'll get engaged to you. But exactly, if something's not broken, why move on to the next thing? And age is such a factor in this game we are playing right now because
they're gonna die soon.
No!
What?
Charles!
Oh, sorry.
I was not going there.
They're not gonna die
but
soon.
But I just, you know, I just...
Can't kill Leanne. Can't kill
Leanne. Leanne's been dead.
I just think that getting married...
I can say whatever, I'm not coming back.
That's right, he's not coming back next week. But I feel like getting
Leanne's gonna find you. Leanne, what is that Instagram?
Yes,
at Charles Conley.
But I'm just saying that the whole marriage might just be another stir-the-pot situation and might just create more conflict than it does any type of resolution she's looking for.
You're right. Might bring up some issues in her that she has been maybe burying.
Right.
I just kept saying, like, whose business is this of D'Angelo's? Like, why is she so invested? But then I know they're, at the time in the show, they're best friends. I get it. I guess someone, like, a best friend could make those comments to you. But, I don't know. I feel like after a while, I'd be like, all right, like, officially, like, this isn't your problem.
Right.
You know,
so do you think D'Angelo's being too much? Is she being too forward and too honest about her opinions with Leanne?
Yeah, but it's up to Leanne. Yeah, but it is up to Leanne to be like, okay, enough. Yes. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
that's it. Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing that D'Angelo said last blog that she wrote was that she's always been this kind of friend to Leanne. And it is true. Like, we saw that last season. Like, she's a tough love friend. Like, she will give it to you how she sees it. And that is that. And that's what I love about her. But in this case, I do think it's, like, gone too far. Like, it would get on my nerves. Like, I'd be like, oh, you need to stop. But I agree. Like, Leanne needs to be, like, you know, put her foot down. Like, this, like, we're done talking about this. You know, like, let it be.
Yeah. Let it be.
Let a sleeping dog lie. That's what they say in the sticks, y'all.
So while Leanne and D'Angelo are talking about this crazy marriage drama, Cameron is getting ready to go to the Global Pet Expo to promote, what is she promoting, y'all? Sparkle dog.
Sparkle dog. My name's Cameron. Leanne Pink Dog Pet.
What do you mean? I want to know, as a new viewer, I'd like to know what your view of Cameron is. First impressions.
You know, I think that she pitched this business idea, and she has a lot of people around her who are all they do is say, like, that's great, that's going to work, that's awesome, Cameron, you rock. And so she went ahead with this pink dog food, and it took a kid to tell her,
her own daughter, Hilton. Yes.
Girl, it's pink dog food. You're not going to get a distributor for some pink dog food.
What he's saying, for those who watch, Hilton, Cameron's daughter, blatantly said, and, you know, kind of said what a lot of people are thinking as well, was that it's dumb. It's pink dog food.
And you know what? I have to give it to Cameron. A lot of these people out in these streets don't have the guts to start their own business. Mm-hmm. So it's tough to start a business.
Right.
From, like, conception to going to these trade shows, which aren't fun to be at. Yeah. Like, I give Cameron a lot of props for doing it, but, you know, it's pink dog food, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wonder what type of money she's making. You know, I feel like, ago we said this on the first episode, that we believe that she should expand perhaps into other lines, maybe perhaps clothing, like other things. I just wonder how much she's really making, you know, with that food. I don't know.
Well, probably not, because she's so reliant and she's so adamant about getting a distributor. She's like, if I don't get a distributor, I'm screwed. I'm going to have pink dog food for years if I don't sell this stuff. And so I think that she maybe is kind of desperate to get this business off the ground. Yeah. And, like, my heart goes out to her, because she probably sees this as a way to, like, really give her some credibility as a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. And I just want to give her the credibility now. Props to you, Cameron, for starting a business. It's hard out here for a business person. I wouldn't know. I know nothing about business. But I do know something about dog food. I used to eat it. And it's not good, whether it's
you
pink or not.
You can eat hers, too.
I can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They did on the show. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it good?
So you'd was like it, maybe. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, she doesn't have to do this. And we talked about this, how she wants to do this.
She has the option of
being a stay-at-home mom, raising Hilton and Cruz. Yes. She doesn't need to lift a finger, y'all. She is a Westcott, for crying out loud.
That is exactly my point.
So, but she wants to be someone, a motherly mom to her kids, to look up to, be like, I'm doing this, and I'm a businesswoman. Yeah, this is Sparkle Dog, y'all. And I'm proud of her. Kudos to her.
Yeah. I agree.
Oh, wait, it's not even all pink? It's just part
a little bit pink.
A little bit.
Oh, because originally it was all pink, and then the dogs were pooping pink. They were pooping pink.
That's adorable.
They're like Lucky Charms.
Better.
They're like Lucky Charms, but the marshmallows are the pink part.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my god. Well, girl, go big or go home.
Yeah.
Poop from, or pink from, you know, in to out.
No, but I do agree. Exactly, like, I got to give it to her for doing this. Because she could sit at home and just do nothing. Yeah. But, like, you got to give it to her. Like,
but isn't it funny? She's like, I want to start a business to prove to my children that they can do the same thing, and to prove to them that a businesswoman does exist in this world. And then her daughter's like, this is stupid.
Her daughter is smart, too. So.
I think I might want
to. Yeah, I think I want to give Cameron a little bit of credit, because maybe you do have to start with getting the distributor. And then from there, that's when you expand on the line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
so maybe she's like, step one, step two, then we're going to, like, create products.
Yeah. The problem was maybe she had too much money at the offset. like, or on set from the beginning.
From the beginning.
She was like, maybe she had her own money. She was like, I'm just going to go all in. And then she was like, oh, wait, I've went all in and nobody's buying it. I need to sell it.
Well, what I do know is that Bravo has a percentage of Sparkle Dog. Yeah. Since Sparkle Dog was created on... Can you not on the mic? So since Sparkle Dog was created on the reality show Real Housewives of Dallas, they have a percentage of that business. And so that's why we keep hearing this same storyline of Sparkle Dog, y'all.
It's like the Shark Tank thing. If a really crappy business or product goes on Shark Tank, it's going to sell no matter what, just because it was on this iconic TV show. So, like,
that's true.
If you're a super fan of the show, if you love Cameron, you're going to get a bag of Sparkle Dog just to be like, look, it's Sparkle Dog.
Right.
Yeah, like my Kylie lip kits.
You gotta buy the Kylie lip kits. Totally.
Like, exactly. You buy it because of the brand.
So.
Yeah.
Imagine if Kylie released a dog fit.
Everybody would buy it. Give it a few years.
Desperate enough to do that.
Hey guys, I'm just releasing my new dog food. It's called Kylie Kibbles and Bits.
I don't mean when I say it should be desperate. I don't mean for money, but for the attention. She'll do it.
Kylie's Kibbles.
She's gonna own the world.
Kylie's Kibbles.
Oh my gosh!
Exclusive release in Mac, like a makeup store.
Doubles as a contour. Wow, that's good. Yeah. You're good.
It can, like, break down.
You are, like, on the spot creative.
Rub it on your cheek.
Okay, so the girls go to the rodeo. They are at the Fort Worth Stockyards, Billy Bob's, Texas. I have been there so many times, and I'm just like, it's so awesome that they are there. And then, so Cameron's really excited for the bowls.
Yes, yeah. the bowls. We're gonna go see the bowls.
I love how Leanne was like, "These are bowls." And then we're gonna go the bowls.
The devil.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really funny.
It's funny.
And they bring Joyce with them, Stephanie and Carrie.
Joyce is like literally just like on the side, like
right. Yeah, we don't hear. I don't think we heard a word from Joyce.
Total tag along.
And so Carrie just got back from Jackson Hole, and she didn't want to go because she didn't think it was bougie enough, and Brandy made that comment too. And so while the girls at the rodeo, Carrie is with Mark.
I have to talk about this.
Yes. Yeah. You want to take it away from there. What are they doing?
Look, this Carrie is trying way too hard to be fancy, especially in this episode. We had to hear about how the house is going to be upgraded to the level of Highland Park. She's going to have a Fendi store modeled after her closet, or the closet modeled after the Dallas Fendi store. She wouldn't go over there because it wasn't a Michelin 5-star restaurant. And then she's getting a $75,000 stove, which is ugly, which is something that you would take out of the house when you renovate. And on top of it, she's doing this, like, I lost a little bit of this, but she's doing this to mend her relationship with her father, but she's staying in her parents' house. No, but if they had such a strange, broken relationship, that father wouldn't say, here, bring your young daughter and your husband into the house and live here for $0 a month. She'd be sitting in a hotel suite somewhere. All right, or I'm going to start redoing my kitchen to better my relationship with my uncle.
This is this kind of stuff that I'm talking about with her, though. There's, like, something that just irks me about her that I just cannot get over. And, like, when she was, my Fendi closet, I'm like, okay, you know what? Like, done. I'm done with this conversation.
We are on the same page, Jesse. You and I have the last few seasons when it comes to this Carrie. We're looking at her with the side eye.
Yeah, totally.
What's going on?
I wish she was at the rodeo with the girls.
Yeah, so do I.
So, meanwhile, the girls are doing beer bongs at Billy Bob's, and Brandy and Deandra crush it with the beer bong. I was like, okay, go girls, you know what's up. But poor Leanne! Y'all, I have not laughed this hard all season.
Oh my god, it was amazing.
Leanne takes the beer bong and is going so slow, like, and then doesn't even finish it. And the majority of it, I will give her that. The majority, she finished the majority, and then just starts burping, yakking. I honestly thought she was going to throw up.
So did
Leanne.
I did too.
Yeah.
You know that scene in Lord of the Rings? I don't know if anybody watched Lord of the Rings, but whenever,
it's
like,
a reality panel.
The spirit crawls out, or like the evil spirit crawls out of this old king, and he's like youthful again. I feel like Leanne was going to look up, and she's just going to be gorgeous because she was like hacking. I'm Charles, by the way. This is my first time on the Real Housewives of the Dallas panel.
I think you guys like that. She had, like, all of a sudden she went from talking and she was like,
Oh my gosh, burping. I know.
Like, just like, yeah, she like, where did that come
bless
from?
Bless her heart. I feel like that, I mean, Leanne killed it.
But I felt so bad at that part, though, because that was the part where Brandy was like,
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I should feel, or if it's like cute or depressing that she's
always feels trying, like she needs to be included.
She can't keep up with the girls.
Yeah, that's an ugly comment.
It was
ugly.
Especially for Leanne. Like, Leanne, you want to be in her group. Like, Leanne is the head of this group, as we talked about
last
time.
She's cool. I thought Leanne was cool.
Yeah, I know.
And fun. All these girls are so stuffy.
I didn't like that comment.
Trixie Mattel. I don't know if anybody watches Drag Race, but I'm in the wrong panel. Oh God! What was her name? Cameron was wearing. She was like in that like
all
long
pink
dress with the pink boots. It was so funny. As I'm spitting again.
Yeah. So Cameron,
you thought she channeled
Trixie Mattel. She was channeling this drag queen who like is very like high pink girly, but also kind of country.
Very animated.
Yes, you're gonna have to pull up this picture because while we're watching, Charles is literally showing me this picture of Trixie Mattel from Drag Race.
Drag Race. And it's
RuPaul's.
Type in Trixie Mattel Drag Race long dress.
Oh, yeah.
And it is exactly what Cameron
I've
is wearing.
Never
it's the same gown.
Never
yeah.
It's the same gown.
That.
It's like a who. There yes. it is. It's like a who wore it best moment. That oh, is yeah. what Cameron was out. Wearing riding the bull. I thought I was watching Trixie Mattel in action.
But, like, was anybody worried that she fell off, she was going to, like, rip her dress?
Wait, but we
like,
need a picture of Trixie Mattel, not Cameron. Okay. Wait, Trixie Mattel, not Cameron. Okay. Oh, wait, that is Cameron. That is Trixie Mattel.
But actually, that was when you showed us that while watching this, I was like, wow. You're
frightening. I'm sorry. I'm all for art.
But this is all fun. We still love Cameron.
I love Cameron, loving
the pink boots. The pink boots were so cute. And if y'all know, she was the only one wearing a dress. I think all the girls knew they were going to be riding the bull, doing some type of, you know, twerking, having a good time, lap dancing, you know. But that was obviously not on Cameron's agenda. This was her dress!
Yeah. Oh my God, Cameron, you need to give that dress back to Trixie Girl. She has a show, okay?
Cameron was she's like, this is crazy. I don't want to be riding a wild moving animal. A wild moving animal.
Literally like a mechanical bull robot. That was like one little rotation. And
I love it because I like to be real for them. How can I define what that is? Like real over the top, like extra.
Right.
You know, I like that she's really extra with you know, with the whole thing, you know. And everything. Even last week when she had to explain, you know, eating out of a buffet. She even had to make that sound like it was like an experience to have.
Yeah.
You know, I love anyone extra.
At least she
in
did
case
it.
You didn't
Yeah, she is.
At least she got on the mechanical bull.
I'm happy she did. Would y'all get on the mechanical bull?
Hell yeah.
I've never done it, and I would like to say I would try it once, but, you know, I'm getting older, and, you know, it's, like, silly after a while if you haven't done it when you're, like, drunk and 20 in a college, you know? Like, at what point is it like, all right, it's just sad that
never.
You haven't
been on the good thing about mechanical bull.
Really?
It's an equalizer. Everybody
it is, okay,
does
all
mechanical
ages.
Bull.
Yeah. To be honest, I've never had the opportunity to do such thing.
You should go to Saddle Ranch in West Hollywood.
Oh, I'm okay.
Let's go.
Saddle Ranch.
Oh, and they have bottomless mimosas. That's where you know you want to do it.
Okay.
And like every flavor too. I may not have been there a couple times.
It's such a tourist trap, but I do, you know, I'll go anywhere for a bottomless mimosa.
Tourist trap. It's fun. Who cares if tourists do it?
You know what, though? When you get on that bull, how many people are watching you? What do you get? Like a whole restaurant full of people watching on the bull?
Typically, I bring my friends to drink mimosas with, and so, or, you know, maybe one time I'll go. No, of course, I have like a little entourage, like, rooting me on.
Yeah.
I mean, I would also do it by myself.
I couldn't drag you into that.
Grant, I'll go with you.
You're going to be the only one.
I'll go with you. I'll make a sign. You go. I'll rate you 10.
They had a saddle ranch at Universal City up where in the valley where we are, and they closed it. And I figured that would be a good one to go to because it probably was nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you go to Sunset and you're like, the world is there because everyone from every state and country is visiting.
Who cares? Bask in the sunlight of the spirit, girl. And the sunlight is shining on that mechanical bull, so bask in it. Next time, Grant, you go to the mechanical bull, you have to film yourself doing the mechanical bull. We have to see it.
Oh my gosh.
At least a boomerang.
Me alone by myself on Sunset Boulevard with a selfie stick on a bull.
You know how many friends you make? That's be like you're fierce.
No, that's sad.
God, that's hilarious.
I'll even get Trixie to give you a dress and a wig so you go full on.
I'll probably do it exactly what Trixie slash Cameron did.
Yeah.
No, I want to try it, but you know, again, at what point is it? You're too old.
Never. That's the beauty of the mechanical bull.
I'm still I'm still in my 20s. The DMs are open. Hold on.
These girls are...
Leanne is 50.
They're hundreds of years old, these women are. Hundreds of years old.
They look good.
They're going to explode into dust on the mechanical
No, so speaking of Trixie, I mean Cameron, she goes into talking about the Westcott name and her Dallas society legacy. So this is all legacy talk. And I love how this is the legacy talk within in Billy Bob's Texas. This is great.
I know.
So they're going like back in time how Simmons and Westcott have this prestigious name, legacy names. And the difference between Deandra Simmons and Cameron Westcott is Cameron Westcott was married into this name. Ooh. Deandra Simmons is, that's how she was raised. She was the debutante. She did, you know, she was like this all along.
The cotillion thing.
Exactly. Did the whole cotillion, knows how to set the table. Mm-hmm. And I just know that Deandra is having this crossroad, what she said. You know, she was raised to be like what Cameron Westcott is doing now. All of her life, and now it's like if she wants to put that plastic cup up her booty and do it for the camera, like that's what she wants to do.
What a ridiculous question.
What's the big deal with the Keurig pod?
Okay, that was the last episode at all.
Yeah.
But that's the difference. And so Cameron, she is very, and she says, she's like, I'm very, the Westcott name is very conservative, and that's what I am, so it's okay. And that's how it is marrying into this family.
Okay, look, I get the whole thing with her mother and trying to find her own way in business.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're a woman of 50 and you're worried now about, you know, having this moment where you can be wild and rebel. I mean, where was this moment where you were like 13, 15, 17? Like, you know, it's kind of silly to me the storyline that we have now.
Well, I think it's because like when you grow up in the South, you're under a lot of scrutiny. So whenever you're mm-hmm. coming of age, people are putting a lot of pressure on you to, like, sit up straight and set the table and go to cotillion and take these classes and everything. So I think the wild
side... I took cotillion. Yeah. Did you take cotillion? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great skill. I think it's totally great. But I'm surprised that the storyline is that she wants to rebel now at her age. Not me being ageist, so sit down and stop typing a comment. I'm just saying, like...
Keep typing it.
I think it's too bad.
Yeah, it's all just weird to me, too, because, like, this isn't how I grew up, so it's just hard for me to understand. You know what I mean? But, like, knowing somebody else from Dallas... They go through the same thing. So, like, I kind of... Now, I'm like, wow, this is actually, like, a real thing. Like, she isn't making this up.
No.
But to me, it's weird.
Well, yeah, and the whole thing about, like, disgracing your family name, it's very real in Texas, and it's very real in the South. It's like, I don't know how many times I've been told, like, you are a Conley. Don't behave like that. And I did behave like that.
Shout out to Inkara.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom. I'm doing it. it's very real. Yeah. So all these people who are, like, they're under a microscope growing up, and they don't represent themselves. They represent their whole family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like once they realize, like, they're past that and they are their own person, maybe they let a little bit loose.
But, like, what does Deandra want to be so bad that she can't, or that it would, like, give her family a bad name? Like, she's not going to go apeshit out there in the world, is she?
I don't believe so. But going back, I think the reason why she's doing it is because her dad recently passed away, and she's just having this, as she said, crossroad with her business. Like, is she going to take her business and go independent without her mom?
Mm-hmm.
She is also having the crossroad with her mom because of the business and just friendships in general. I mean, we will get into predictions in a little while, but with Deandra and Leanne, like, what is really going to happen with their friendship?
Right.
It seems like from here, it's just going extremely south.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already read some of the people, you know, some of the people articles that have already come out because of this episode. And friendships are definitely being tested.
Wow.
Yeah.
But a friendship that is blossoming is Deandra and Brandy's. And Brandy gives Deandra, this is all for Deandra's birthday. I forgot to mention that. As you all know, you all seen the episode.
Bury the lead.
It is, Brandy is Deandra's episode, or is Deandra's birthday. And Brandy got her the necklace, the $1,200 necklace. $1,200 necklace from Beaver Creek that she wanted. It was to resemble the military, which Jeremy, her husband, you know, it was very sentimental to her.
Mm.
And when Deandra opened that present up, whose face did we see?
We had to rewind
like,
it.
Yeah, being like the eye roll.
Cut to Leanne being jealous.
Yeah. I mean, if a friend of mine gave me a $1,200 anything,
yeah, really?
They'd be my friend for a while.
Yeah, yeah. I'll keep you around. You know?
At least for the night.
I mean, do y'all agree with what Cameron said with Brandy buying Deandra's friendship?
I don't. I think that was just like a really thoughtful gift because they were just there. Wanted it. I thought it was extremely thoughtful. And I mean, this is the level that these people are at.
Agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. $1,200. Yeah, I mean, to them, that might be like the threshold. That might be an appropriate amount to spend on someone's birthday when you have that much money worth alleged to have, that they're alleged to have in the bank account. Yeah. For me, it's more like $21.
Yeah. $12.
I agree, though.
Charles, I'm going to really test our friendship when my birthday comes rolling around again.
I think she's kind of buying her friendship a little bit. I mean, $21 for a necklace is an expensive necklace no matter who you are. Like a $2,100 necklace, nobody
$1,200.
Goes around. $1,200 necklace. Like, that's an expensive freaking necklace. And it's not like Brandy had anything, or who bought it for who?
Brandy.
It's not like Brandy had anything to lose when she was buying it. Like, I think there was a little bit of intention there, you know?
But like, if you're like a millionaire, like, is $1,200 a lot?
No, but like, I'm just saying, I think that it was... Like, she very easily could have just, like, not bought it.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it was a kindness gesture thing. I don't think she's necessarily buying her friendship.
If you take out the number and you just view it as a gift, this is something she saw in a store that she wanted and that she didn't buy.
Yeah, she really wanted
like,
it.
Like, if you just take out the price tag, I guess it doesn't seem so, like, you know, manipulative.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think it was more sentimental than anything without the price tag.
But I'm messy, so.
The thing about this necklace is it's sentimental, but it's not like ideal thing you would wear every day. You know, it's a very long necklace. And so, I mean, it was a very, 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 very pricey.
Very, very. Yeah. My very rent pricey. is, it's a little bit more than that, but just by little.
So, and then that's when funny. Cameron and Deandra go off and start talking about them. And it's interesting how the cameras go that Deandra and Brandy are talking at the table with Joyce, who is mute. Why is she there? Why is Joyce, Brandy's friend, there? I'm sorry, what? And they even ask Brandy, like, how do you feel without Steph and Carrie being here? And it's like, she has her mute friend next to her. She's fine. you know? It's like, what?
And that girl's getting everything paid for by production, too, probably.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'll come. And then not say anything.
I'll come for the free shot.
Yeah.
Literally
just like from the distance.
But the one thing that bothered me from that scene, though, is that Deandra, like... And I don't know if you're going to get to this part, but that she started telling Brandy what, her conversation with Leanne. I mean, like, did that bother you guys at all? Like, I just feel like if that is your girl from, like, way back when, like, you have, you are,
shady
like,
lady.
That's your girl. You don't go to another girl and tell her, hey, this is what Leanne was saying about you. That really bothered me. I was kind of pissed off.
I think Leanne was giving Deandra good intentions. Like, hey, just watch your back with Brandy.
Totally.
I've been there before, and I'm just giving you a heads up, fair warning. And I thought, no harm, no foul, because...
I've done that.
Leanne,
I've done that too.
Just heads up. That's all she was doing. And so for Deandra to tell Brandy, like, hey, let's go back in time, and I'm going to tell you what Leanne told me, that's just like, I don't think it was necessary.
The second season ended with Brandy calling Leanne every name in the book and denouncing their friendship and screaming at her across the dinner table. It's not like years have passed. Like, of course Leanne would keep an eye on her and be like, we'll be cordial. We can sit next to each other. We can have a drink. But I'm watching. Mm-hmm. You know, I get that. Yeah. And I have relationships like that. So.
Yeah. No, and that's exactly what she said. She said, I'm forgiving her, but I'm not going to forget. And that's exactly what she was just trying to tell Deandra. Like, watch your back. Don't get too close where Brandy could use something against you and, you know, manipulate you into whatever. That bothered me.
Yeah. But I like them together. I feel like Deandra's a lot more fun with Brandy, and they are just, you know, having a good time together. Not as good time as Leanne, though. Leanne was
exactly down the block. Why can't she have fun with Leanne?
Oh, my God. Leanne was... I love Leanne.
I do, too. That was amazing.
Leanne did the whole Britney Spears VMA, the most recent one, washing the floor with the hair.
And the other girls like, oh, that's so classless.
I'm just like, you Britney girl, you've done that.
Loosen
up. I don't know why she would even make that comment, like, and then Leanne is over here. Not like a cute little sexy lap dance. She's, like, going all out.
I know,
go for it. Sometimes just gonna let loose.
Blame it on the alcohol, but that was so. I mean, you guys saw their eyes. Like, they're all on a different level. We're all sober watching this, like.
And who are you trying to be? Yeah.
They're having a good time.
I kind of felt badly that she didn't have like her gaze with her or someone with her. Like she was kind of just all in by herself, apparently. You know, just washing the floor,
wiping the floor, mopping the floor with her hair.
She needs someone to have some fun with that girl. Well, like, I think you're right. I think it's a little too stuffy. I think you're right.
But why can't DeAndra have fun with Leanne?
Right?
Leanne is so much fun.
Well, DeAndra was the one getting the lap dance, so technically Leanne was.
But how about when she was on the floor, like crab style, like
pumping
crab? Yes, exactly. Where was she?
That reminds me of Charles. Like, I feel like he did that in my last pregame.
I've never done that. I have. Yeah. For a price, though.
I think we want to come up with a new segment with the show about like shady, or what were we thinking, like a shadiest moment.
Yes.
So from this entire episode, what do you guys think was the shadiest moment among the house girls?
I know one. I'll start. Can I start?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, you may.
My favorite. Thank you for your permission. So stupid. I will start. Yes, you may. Shut up. Sorry, that got me. I think the shadiest moment is when they were in the car, and who was it? Brandy looked at DeAndra and was like, DeAndra, you know what? That's fun. I like whenever you're just let loose and you just really don't care. Like, wow.
Yeah.
You can just be yourself.
When you just be yourself and you just don't care. Wow.
It was.
Okay,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so I think the shadiest moment of today's episode was... it might have been Leanne. I can't remember who exactly said it, but they were talking to Brandy and they said, you have to enter this society to understand it.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Talking about the Westcott and Simmons name and like the prestige that comes with it.
You won't understand unless you're part of it. Girl, please.
For me, there was nothing more shady or cutting than Hilton telling her mother that her business is stupid.
Oh, yes.
So to me, that was
that's
a good one.
Her own daughter telling her dog food was stupid.
Am I going to get a distributor, Hilton?
Yeah. No. With friends like that.
Yeah. I believe that one wins, but I was going to say the DeAndra talking to Brandy about, hey,
that's shady.
That bothered me so much.
I just didn't think it was necessary to go for another reason for Brandy not to like Leanne.
Yeah.
That was just another reason.
Oh, man.
You guys talking about me again? And then now it's stirring. Now Stephanie's back. And that's when Brandy's like, hey, guess what happened? Not only was DeAndra getting a intense lap dance from Leanne, but Leanne was saying, it's just like, oh, golly goshers.
But thank God for Stephanie for being like, I'm not going to let this affect how I see Leanne. And I love that.
Yeah. That's how I treat a lot of my friendships Stephanie said is that I'm not going to let what other people say change my mindset about the person that I like.
Mm-hmm.
It's what that person does to me.
Totally. Yeah.
So she took that with a grain of salt, which bravo to Stephanie for doing it, not being like, you're right, Brandy, and I'm on your side.
Yeah. But I think you can also take those notes and write out a little post-it and put it away. I think you can also kind of note some things as well. You know, I don't know. I feel like that's what DeAndra should have done.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, to wrap up, let's do some quick predictions. What do y'all think is in store for next episode? We got the social workers coming to see Brandy. We got some wedding planning with Leanne and Rich. And Stephanie's supposed to be a leader. And also, there's some drama between Leanne and DeAndra. I think this is the next episode where we really see they test their friendship. So, what do y'all think?
I think Glam Dog is going to get a distributor.
Yeah. Sparkle Dog.
Sparkle Dog. Glam Dog. Also, I think I'm kicked off the panel. That's my prediction.
No, this is fun. I enjoy my perspective.
Leanne is going to contact AfterBuzz.
That Charles nice Conley knowing, needs to be yeah.
noted. Wait, so what was the last part? What was the last part of this preview? It got very emotional.
Drama
with
Leanne and Deandra, and then they teased it with apparently Deandra only has $200 in her bank account.
Oh, that's right.
Wow, gag.
Oh, I doubt it. I doubt it. Yeah. But I mean, I was going to say the beginning of the end between Leanne and Deandra, but I think, again, we're seeing it. It's already happened. It's already unfolding. Cracks that have formed. Mm-hmm. The conversations yeah. and those confessionals, especially on Deandra's side, she's not holding back. Mm-hmm. You know, she's not holding back. So I think that it's just going to be more. It's just the unraveling will continue next week. But I guess they're going to be doing some exercise where they, like, bang things to get energy
fun.
Out and mm-hmm. stuff like that. I don't know. I feel so guilty breaking anything. If there was, like, a vase, I know it was, like, a consignment vase, but I wouldn't want to break it. Is that weird?
Yeah, that's weird. Because like, I totally would want to smash it.
I would want to smash
it.
A
I'd
lot
like
of
throw
stuff.
Things, smash it. Yeah,
break it.
Totally.
Break the internet.
Break the internet.
Speaking of internet, where can everyone find y'all on social media?
Oh, you guys can find me and Jesse on my podcast, Grants Rants yes. Hollywood Talk. We just did episode number 102.
Fun.
What did we talk about? Lindsay
Lohan.
Oh, yeah,
and,
I gotta watch
yeah.
that. They just did
Luan.
The Grants Rants together.
Yeah, this was in New York. Living Out.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can find it on all major podcasting platforms. Again, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk Podcast.
And I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me all over social media at Athletic. And thank you for joining us in the live chat. I wanted to give a shout out to Rachel Gibson. Thanks for joining us.
Oh my God, hey Rachel Gibson. But now it's all about Charles Conley. You can follow me at Charles Conley. I don't know how much longer my Instagram and Twitter is going to be active now that Leanne's on to me, but it's at Charles Conley.
Thank you, Charles, for coming in and talking to us. We've really enjoyed y'all. Again, I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me at Twitter at @Rach_Robillard, and we will see y'all next week. Y'all come back now, you're here.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.